us. Jazakallahu khairan. Try to fill the gaps in between as well, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. For those who may be following sports, the NBA and the NHL seasons are both soon coming to an end. And at this point, the teams are vying for the playoffs, for a playoff spot. Some of them have clinched, some are about to clinch a spot. Some of them are at the bottom of the list, you know, just barely making it or thinking that they could make it if they win a few games. During the regular season, you know, games are played, there's ups and downs. Games matter during the season, but they don't matter as much. You know, there's always 60, 70 other games left to try to make a comeback, to try to turn things around. But as the season nears the end, the stakes get higher. The stakes get higher, why? Because they want to make it into the playoffs. And they know that if they do not do well, they won't be getting in. And once they clinch a playoff spot, there's celebrations. Their celebration, especially for the weaker teams. Now, they haven't actually won anything yet. They haven't won any series. They haven't won the semifinals. They haven't won the finals or the championship. It hasn't happened. They've just qualified for the playoffs and they celebrate. It's like the biggest thing ever. Then all of a sudden, the stakes get even higher. There's a new energy. There's a new buzz. Sometimes you find that there's weak teams and all of a sudden, they get new energy and they're upsets. They take out some of the best teams in the league when it comes to the best of eight. The players, they're playing for free. They're not paid for the playoffs, but they're happy to play. Television schedules change. Shows are dropped to accommodate these games. Prices for seats, they shoot up. Demand increases. And as the finals approach, the anticipation increases even more. Finals, there's suspense. Teams facing elimination and loss. Will they get eliminated? Will they survive? Is it going to go into overtime? Sudden death overtime? Brothers and sisters, we are now entering the finals. The entire regular season, we had our ups and downs. Some days, we had what was needed to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other days, we didn't. Then we entered into Ramadan, our playoffs. We skated around our desires and found ways to score those precious moments of ibadah, of worship, prayer, dua, Quran, charity, khidmah. Some days, the effort went into overtime, but with patience and steadfastness, we overcame the hurdles, alhamdulillah. Now we enter the finals, the best of 10. And we know that this one is going on till the end. Unless, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take us out of the game before that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the entire Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen. The believers, they're rushing to get close to the action. Some will be camping out at large masajid, doing i'tikaf, a beloved sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Others will be lining up at 3 a.m. to please the master, all in anticipation of the big win, the champion of nights, Laylatul Qadr. And why would they not? Why would they not? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this one night, One night of power, one night of destiny is better than 1,000 months. Not equal to, but better than 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months of worship. Meaning that the good deeds performed on it, standing in prayer on it, doing any act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it, is better than 1,000 months of doing that same act of worship. This is a tremendous gift, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the commentators of the Quran tell us that it has to do perhaps with the long lifespans of the previous nations and how their members, the Muslims then, were able to spend many, many years, much more than us, in the worship and service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the struggle, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt left out. They felt disadvantaged. Why? Because they would compete in goodness. They would compete for khair. They would compete for Jannah. They would compete for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would compete for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they felt disadvantaged that this person in the past spent such a long time serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, struggling in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we, our lifespans are 60, 70, 80, 90 years, 100 years. So this was a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. You can seek this one night and you can catch up. You can seek this one night every Ramadan and inshallah you can catch up to those sincere and devout servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to worship for many, many months and many, many years in the past. We were commanded to search for it by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last 10 nights. And those who can't, for some reason, then at least in the last 7 nights. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha relates, كان رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يجاوز في العشر الأواخر من رمضان ويقول تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seclude himself during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. He used to what? Seclude himself in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and he would say, search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Thus we know that it's likely on one of the odd nights of the last 10 of the month of Ramadan. Now there tends to be a lot of curiosity sometimes, that when actually is Laylatul Qadr? You know, is it always on the 27th night? Right? There's a hadith that suggests so, right? And this is why we find that people place a lot of importance on the 27th night, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't necessarily have to be, because the hadith which mentions this could have been specific to that particular time or that particular year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given knowledge of it, but then it was taken away. It was made to forget because people were quarreling, and that was made a cause of us not knowing the precise date of Laylatul Qadr. But there can be a lot of curiosity. You know, when is it actually? Because everyone's trying to score the big one. Huh? So there's a lot of curiosity. So the exact date, we don't know. But there are some signs. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that on the morning following Laylatul Qadr, the sun rises not having any rays, as if it were a brass dish until it rises up. And also another narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Laylatul Qadr is calm and pleasant, neither hot nor cold, and the sun arises on its morning being feeble and red. Now my brothers and sisters, my friends, if you're looking for Laylatul Qadr and you're going to wait to see the sun the next day, guess what? It's too late. Okay. So my suggestion is don't focus too much on the signs. Focus on scoring on every night, so that inshallah, inevitably, you catch Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ballighna Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen. Now what does it actually mean to seek Laylatul Qadr? You know, some might get the impression that seeking Laylatul Qadr means to go out and see the temperature and see, you know, how it feels and if it's calm or not and whether it is Laylatul Qadr. And if we know we are happy, it's Laylatul Qadr. No, that's not what it means to seek Laylatul Qadr. To me, to seek Laylatul Qadr means to seek it through our actions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our devotion, through our worship, to increase the worship at night. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان أحيا الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. Aisha radiallahu anha relates that when the last 10 nights would begin, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would keep awake at night, meaning for prayer and devotion. He would awaken his family and he would prepare himself to be more diligent in worship. He would prepare himself to be more diligent in worship. So the recommendation is to make long prayers in the night. Not only a high reward, inshaAllah, but tremendous amount of forgiveness as well. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever stood in prayer on Laylatul Qadr in faith and hoping for a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have all, or she will have all of their previous sins forgiven, inshaAllah. So this is something, the primary act, because you see this hadith has come different wordings, man sama ramadana imana ihtisaban, man qama ramadana imana ihtisaban, and then specifically man qama Laylatul Qadr imana ihtisaban. So there's a special virtue, special highlight with regards to having Laylatul Qadr and standing on Laylatul Qadr with perfect faith, full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an action which has been highlighted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, we will have starting Sunday morning, 21st night, Saturday night into Sunday morning. Sunday morning, inshaAllah, 3 a.m. we will start Qiyam here, inshaAllah. We'll have it every night till the last night of Ramadan, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. We want to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, primarily. It's the climax of mercy and forgiveness and being freed from the fire of hell. A time for making dua. Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulallah, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ عَلِمْتُ أَيُّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ فِيهَا. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, if I realize it's Laylatul Qadr, what should I supplicate in it? What dua should I make on Laylatul Qadr? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Quli, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Beautiful supplication, beautiful dua, O Allah. You are most forgiving, you are most forgiving, and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. O Allah, you are most forgiving, and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. We want to increase in our good deeds. These nights and days, but especially nights, are nights that we do not want to waste in any way. We don't want to waste in any way. Right? We want to be focused as much as possible on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if it is Laylatul Qadr and you spent the night gaming? What if it's Laylatul Qadr and you spent the night playing soccer? What if it was Laylatul Qadr and you spent the night chatting with others? What if it's Laylatul Qadr and you spent the night on your phone browsing reels, shorts, posts? You want 1,000 months worth of scrolling on social media? What, 1,000 months worth of watching shorts? It's not going to get you anything. No reward for that. Right, so we want to focus on ibadah as much as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me tawfiq in all of us. Allahumma ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَنَ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. He would exert more effort in worship on the last 10 nights than the other nights. So Ramadan was more worship compared to the rest of the year. And then the last 10 nights were the most worship compared to the rest of Ramadan. So this is the time when it gets real. It's already real. But now it's like time's running out, and this is the chance to score the big one, Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. And this is the final opportunity to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appeal to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we don't come out of Ramadan as losers. So that we don't come out of Ramadan as losers. My brothers and sisters, it is the prime time to make tawbah, to repent, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. You know, talk to Allah privately, maybe in the dark, when no one's around. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can't force yourself to, if you can't make yourself cry, then as they say, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Try to fake cry in front of Allah, and maybe when you start fake crying, you're going to realize that, Ya Allah, I'm not even able to cry properly in front of you, I have to fake cry, and then maybe that will actually get the real tears rolling. Yeah. One way also is to think about your birth. Think about the happiness of your parents, your innocence as a child, and then as you grow older, you started sinning, and the sins start for all of us as adults. And think of all the sins that you have committed with your hands, with your eyes, your mouth, your feet, all of the evil thoughts, all the evil desires, hidden desires that lie in your heart, in your mind, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and which will be exposed on the Day of Judgment. Is this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you in this world? So you can commit these sins and think about these things. Think about these things. Think of your sins. Think of the state of your heart. What would happen if you died right now without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving those sins? Think about the day where you will leave this dunya. Will death be painful or easy? Think about your own funeral. When you're buried and left alone 6 feet in the ground, when no one will help, when your loved ones will leave you alone, and then the angels will come in to question you, and the answers will come out automatically. Will those be the right answers or the wrong answers? Will you be the one who begs Allah for respite, for the second chance that will not be given? Or will you be happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what awaits? My brothers and sisters, change must come one day, because one day it will be too late. So let us be from amongst those who seize the moment and who capitalize on it. So you surrender in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put up your hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, enough is enough. O my Rabb, I have tried to fool you enough, but in fact I was fooling myself. I confess for all of my sins and my shortcomings, my weaknesses. Please grant me acceptance and purify my heart, purify my mind, purify my soul, and make me the way you want me to be, and grant me a good return to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance and forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us husn al-khatima, a good return to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the bounty, the gift of Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The question I ponder often is, what is the future masjid going to look like? What is the future of masjid in this country? And the answer is found in the past, at the time of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he established the masjid in Masjid An-Nabawi, and how it became a place of Muslims to gather and take care of many of their businesses. Muslims would go there and find relief in many ways, find education and find learning, and that's where the Muslim community grew from. And our, you know, future of a masjid in Canada looks like that, inshallah. And we are trying to establish a masjid here that is captures the soul of this community, that brings this community together in many ways. When I was growing up in a country, in a Muslim ghetto, where we are all Muslims, and there were masajids, three, you know, the masjid I went to, there were three masajids, each of them 50 meters apart. And they were big masajid, while people's houses were very small. And we wanted to gather some students to get together and do math class. The management said, no, you can't do math. It's haram. Like, didn't say haram, but it's like, if you only, the only thing you can do in this masjid is pray, and that's all. And that was really setback to many people. And many people, you know, then did not connect with the masjid that they should have. What we are trying to do here is to build something for future generation that will last a long time, that will last a legacy, and try to build a legacy for us. So alhamdulillah, you know, and when this KMA started, there used to be like 15 people who used to pray every Isha. Now we have 100 people who come together, and the brothers and sisters, you know, and the masjid, alhamdulillah, is always hustling and bustling with the activities. So all the contributions and efforts that people have made, we can see the result right away in front of us. And, you know, people who come to the masjid, you know, we are building a generation which will carry the torch of Islam in this country that is so necessary. And we see this every day now, that there is hate against Muslims. You know, a small thing we try to do, and then, you know, people spew hate on Muslims. So we have to establish, we have to build a resilience in this community, and it has to start from one person at a time and one masjid at a time. And inshallah, that's what we are trying to build, a masjid that is strong in its base, not just the building. You know, building, you can build a strong building and people will come and pray and make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. But then there is a resilience for the Muslim community that we need, on which we can build a future, inshallah, for our future generations. And that's where our entire focus is. Alhamdulillah, you know, in the past 2-3 years since we have established this place, we have been able to achieve a lot. And you can see when you come to the masjid in the evening or the weekends, it's always busy. It's always filled with activities that is benefiting the community. Every inch and every minute that people want to use the masjid, it's available to them in so many ways. And your and the contributions that you made and the efforts those who are making, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding them many, many times. So I ask you for your support, and you know, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you, give all of us ability to participate in the building of this masjid and this community center. I want to build it as center rather than just a plain masjid where people pray, inshallah. And inshallah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this masjid and the people here and of course everywhere else be a cause for the Muslim resurgence, inshallah, in the future. So inshallah, this Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply your rewards many times. And thank you for all your kindly support. Please stretch your support when you can. And please, you know, you, this weekend you will be meeting many people, inshallah. Go talk to, you know, when you have a chat in your iftar, talk to your friends from out of Canada and mention to them the work we are doing, inshallah. And you know, inshallah, tomorrow it's a new beginning tomorrow. We had a chapter. Now we're going to start a new chapter tomorrow, inshallah, with laying down, with a groundbreaking ceremony, inshallah, for the masjid. And you're all invited. Please bring your families. Go register online. If there is spots become less, we will open more spots on following day. But please try to register and come. There are 2 sessions. One is starting at Dhuhr, like after Dhuhr. And the second session is starting at 3:30. Please register to one of the events. Come and take participate. You know, be part in the community, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, and you will remember this, you know, many years from now, that you were part of something, you know, masjid, inshallah. Jazakallah khairun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair, Brother Mahmood. So as you mentioned, we do have the ceremony tomorrow, inshallah. It's not a fancy, glitzy event with lots of important people. So that's not the idea. The idea is to bring people together to participate in the dig, inshallah. So we all have a share in doing that. So please, canadamuslims.ca/dig is the place where you can register. And then you can join us, inshallah, tomorrow. As you know, there are costs involved with building the masjid, and you all already know this, so I don't want to spend too much time on this. Our goal for this Ramadan is $800,000 to cover the complete cost of the structure that's going to be going up, inshallah, from the external. So we're not finishing the inside yet. We're talking about the outside building, the foundation, the walls, the roof, the windows, the doors, things like that, the utilities. So yeah, there's a shortage of about $800,000, so that's what we're gaining, collecting funds for. Today, alhamdulillah, we have an opportunity, and we want to think about this as an opportunity, not a burden. And what Brother Mahmood is saying, you know, you talk to your relatives and your friends, share the opportunity with them, right? Be excited and share the opportunity, invite them to plant their seeds of sadaqah with us here as well in this masjid, so that inshallah, once we all leave from this dunya, we have sadaqah jariyah coming from different sources around the world. Just like we diversify our investments, Don't put all your eggs in one basket, is that what they say, right? So diversify your sadaqah as well, inshallah, and encourage your friends and relatives to do that. Today, alhamdulillah, we have a generous donor, alhamdulillah, who has offered to match up to $40,000 of donations, mashallah, tabarakallah. So $40,000 grand total for today will be matched by another 40, inshallah, dollar for dollar. So if you have not given yet, or perhaps you want to take advantage of this blessed day and give more, especially because of the matching, please do so, and it will help us get to our goal, and it will help us complete our building, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you, grant, make it heavy on your scale of deeds, and make it a means of protection for yourself, your family, and your future generations. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, الصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيَةُ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارُ, that charity extinguishes sins just like water extinguishes fire. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it in your favor. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairah. We'll take a quick break, inshallah.